The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. A discussion beyond the headlines with and about newsmakers who impact our lives on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, the walkaway movement has just celebrated the one-year anniversary of the release of Brandon Strzok's video that went viral and started an entire campaign where people have been breaking the chains of the Democratic Party. Stan Stahl will join us. He leads Secure the Village, a cybersecurity educational nonprofit. There are reports that First American Financial Corporation exposed close to a billion digitized mortgage documents containing highly personal information. We'll talk about what this means. Arif Halaby will join us, certified estate planner and owner of TFS Insurance Services and Total Financial Solutions. The Secure Act aims to improve the nation's retirement system. It includes 29 provisions, many of which provide new opportunities to save. We'll explore that. Voters in the L.A. Unified School District this past week rejected Measure EE, a tax increase. We're going to talk about what that means and what went wrong or right, depending on what your position is, with Will Swaim. He's president of the California Policy Center, and he's joining us right now. Will, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, looking back, we remember the strike of more than a week by teachers and then the deal cut to try to fund all this pay increase, taking it to the LAUSD voters, a parcel tax. And voters resoundingly rejected this, didn't they?
They did indeed, yeah. It looks like they got less than half of what they needed, yeah.
And it sends a very strong message. I mean, from what I understand, LA is already a very high-taxed area. People pay a lot of money. A lot of things, indebtedness has been tacked onto people's property tax, even with Prop 13. And they're saying no to this. Walk us through what happened. What failed about it? What's good in your belief that it didn't pass? Take us into the story.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think it's a great message from the public, which indicates the public really understands that every time we raise taxes to pay for rising employee costs, public employee costs, like teachers, we raise the cost of living for everybody, including those very teachers. So there's a kind of an irony in this. The teachers in L.A., I think, really understand that they have a difficult job to do, but they did not want to walk out on their students. So I think the union leadership really misled them on that, and also misled them about how much money was available to pay for this. As you point out, this is a really high tax area. The cost of living is atrocious. And every time we raise teacher pay, we raise taxes, and that makes it a little bit more expensive to live in L.A.
So the proposed tax was going to be 16 cents per 100 square feet of property, meaning owners of a 2,000-square-foot home would see their annual taxes increase by some $320. Owners of a 6,000-square-foot business would pay roughly $1,000 more. Sounds like folks got it, that if businesses got taxed, they'd have to pass it on. If homeowners got taxed and rent their place out, they'd have to, you know, they'd be caught in a bind. I mean, how much can you get from people? But I want to kind of look at this story from a pragmatic way. They went on strike. They got this tax on the ballot. Mayor Garcetti was behind it. It didn't go through. This doesn't look good for them, does it?
No, it doesn't. And L.A. County Department of Education, which oversees the district, has already warned these guys and warned them during the strike, warned the district, warned the teachers' union leadership that this was going to be a problem. And I'm not exactly sure how they unravel this. We have some ideas of our own. We produce policy at Cal Policy Center. But they really have a tough assignment they've given themselves for homework at this point. They have a tremendous unfunded liability. That is, the amount of money they owe retired teachers is extraordinary, among the highest in the nation. And I'm not sure where they're going to go find it at this point.
We had on this program John Kupal, who you may know from Howard Jarvis Taxpayers. He said the big concern he had, of course, they don't like tax increases, but that there was no reform or accountability tied to this at all. The L.A. Chamber, the big chamber organization, and the chamber's not, the L.A. one is not that conservative a group. They rejected this thing as well. They didn't like it. They were asking a lot to just give us the money and we'll do with it what we want, with the track record of what the L.A. Unified School District has right now.
Well, that's right. They have no, just to take one example, the union for years has resisted any effort to offer incentives to teachers who work in tough neighborhoods. In fact, quite the reverse. The union contract allows teachers who have been in the union for a certain number of years to simply get out of the tough schools, leaving the tough schools in the hands of teachers who are less effective or brand new. So in the poorest parts of town, we have some of the most difficult teaching problems. The union wants nothing to do with it. But they continue to pay higher and higher rates to teachers who opt out of the poor neighborhoods and go into the wealthier ones. That's a district contract issue. The district needs reform. What they're doing now does not work. They've tried to blame the charter school movement, for instance, which is wildly successful but accommodates only about 10% of all kids in California. They have a lot of reform to take care of inside the teachers union, inside the school district. And John Kupal is absolutely right. He's brilliant on this. Reform is what's needed, not more money.
Yeah. This was not a good week, this past week, for L.A. Mayor Garcetti. I understand it that the schools really aren't over the purview of the mayor, but he injected himself in this and supported this proposal for taxes. The same week that the L.A. homeless number for the county came out, just with shocking numbers, 12% higher in 1 year, 40-something percent in some of the different districts. This is not a good week for the mayor, is it?
No, and L.A. mayors, mayors in general in California know that in order to get elected, they have to, even though they have no authority over teachers or over public education typically, they inject themselves because that's where the money is. The teachers union will back them. So, yes, Mayor Garcetti got involved in a fight that was bigger than he is. And the homeless problem is almost unbudgeable by current methods. You know, that's a whole other issue we could talk about all day, I guess.
Yeah. And I noticed that the L.A. Times is, you know, not holding back now in putting some blame at officials on that topic. Shifting back to this one, to the schools. Let's talk about what happens next. Flip hats on, put on a union hat, pretend you're a overpaid bureaucrat, and they're going to come at this again. These folks are going to say something like, well, it was because these elections are low voter turnout. We're going to put this on another time when there's a lot more voters, and we're going to show them, and they're going to pass this. What do you think?
Well, I think that's what they will do. I think it would be a terrible mistake. I don't want to flog a dead horse here, but Alex Caputo-Pearl, the head of the teachers union, likely has to go. He uses every defeat as an explanation for his own success. I'm not sure how he accomplishes that. But, reforming the teachers union is critical to reforming the district. And unfortunately, the district trustees have not seen the need or had the impulse to reform this district because of the powerful United Teachers of L.A. So the first thing that has to be done, I think, is for public officials to stand up and stop being driven by the UTLA. That's asking for a miracle. This is where a lot of the money comes from for politicians to get elected. But the reform inside the district is really fairly simple. It's liberate principals, liberate schools and teachers to actually produce the best job that they can.
Will that happen, though, or could you see another scenario? I don't know if districts can bankrupt themselves or, you know, just kind of collapse. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it sure is. And the county has already warned the district that that's what's next. The county takes over in this instance. They would take over for the district. And yes, municipalities have gone bankrupt, and then they are put into receivership, basically. This won't be taken over either by the county or the state. That's a possibility. You've got a very sympathetic state legislature that would probably want to bail out the district. And by bail out, I mean make good on the promises the district promised it would make to these teachers.
Yeah, you hear the state bragging about their $21 billion surplus. You know, the majority party up there is backed by the unions. How come they aren't quick to put some money into this and bail it out? How come they threw it at L.A. voters and went through this embarrassment?
Their surplus, as you know, is mostly a phantasm. The surplus in Sacramento is also does not account for unfunded liabilities for public employees there either. So that's really a mirage. There is no surplus, either at the state level or the county level. There's no extra pot of hidden money, as Alex Caputo-Pearl tried to tell the teachers in L.A. We're financially strapped.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, because I've had guests on before that say, you know, what's the worst-case scenario here?
Well, they can't just unilaterally raise taxes, but you're right. There are other instruments like bonds, which are basically like running credit cards, right? So they've done this before. The teachers union has made no secret of its eagerness to go after Proposition 13. That's the property tax cap we established here in California in 1978, I think. John Kapal's group was behind that. That's where they get the name Howard Jarvis Tax Group. So there are sleight of hand ways to try to make this go away, but this is a structural deficit every single pay period that is so huge, and it's going to get worse. CalPERS, CalSTRS are coming back to local jurisdictions in California. These are the big pension funds up in Sacramento, and they're demanding more cash because the stock market, as good as it is not performing in a way that's ever going to make up the difference between what we promised these public employees in retirement and the amount of money that we could possibly have on hand to do that.
So you're saying we are ultimately on the hook for this, aren't we?
100%.
So
yeah. If a government makes a promise on our behalf, we are obliged to keep it under the California rule.
Right. So a little victory for voters who didn't want to have their parcels go up, but in the big picture, get ready. As these things steamroll ahead, we will be paying for it one way or the promises that have been made. Hey, want to thank you. We're out of time. Very interesting discussion talking about Measure EE's demise this past week. Will Swaim is from the California Policy Center. He's president of California Policy Center. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Where can people read you or follow you?
California Policy Center is at Cal Policy Center, californiapolicycenter.org.
Thank you much. Take care now.
Thank you.
AM 870, The Answer. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.